Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. Beautiful December day that we've got. Wonderful time of year that we got to celebrate the birth of our King. Looking forward to our Christmas play tonight and all that God's got in store for us and all the blessings of this week. We just thank Him so much for loving us this morning. If you would, get your white hymn book, turn to page number 65. Number 65 in the white. To the world. Thank God we can have joy in times of sorrow. We can have joy in the times of need. We can have joy in the times of plenty. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to get the prayer list out of the back here where people have been writing down names. I forgot it this morning, but do remember all those we've been praying for. Open the door, somebody said for me. So anyway, I heard that, Pud. Do remember Doug Bennett. He's on our prayer list this morning. Remember Lena Cox. She's also on here. Bethany Weaver. Also remember Lucy May. We can pray for her. Remember Jean Beard. And Betty Spaulding. She had a spell this week there and has been on the ventilator, but has come off and doing better. So we're thankful for that. Remember Pauline Hamm. She had a spell this week. They put her on some new medication and become unresponsive two different times. So she is down at Winston now trying to find out what's going on with her. So keep her in your prayers. Kenneth Bright, also remember him as he is having some troubles and difficulties with swallowing after his stroke. So keep him in your prayers. Alton Moxley, just remember him. Mabel Black, Neil Cooper, and Bonnie Tedder, and all the folks that we went caroling for last week. We appreciate the reception that we got and for being able to go and sing for some of the folks here at the church and being able to spread a little love. And also for everyone that went, we appreciate it so much for you going with us. And remember Shirley, she'll be having surgery this week. Sister Shirley has asked to be anointed here in just a few moments of time, so we'll do that also for her. So guys, be ready for that. We'll anoint her. And anybody else that feels like that you stand in need of the anointing, as God commands us in the book of James, to come to the elders of the church, be anointed and prayed for, God will heal. And we're thankful that He is still respect her to His word, and we'll answer according to His will. So as we come together in a few moments of time, please feel free to do so. Remember all the ones that we've been praying for. Continue to remember Meg. I believe they were going to determine whether she's going to have a C-section this past week. Is she going to have...
She already weighs 7 pounds, 11 ounces, and she's in her 38th week.
So let's remember Tim and Meg and Aiden there, the big brother, his little one's coming on, so we're looking forward to this. Also others that are expecting that God would just take care of them, bless them with a healthy pregnancy, and they'd be delivering here before too much longer. Keep them in your prayers, those that's at 8. The Lord would just bless them with a healthy baby. Remember the pregnancy center. Been asked to be on the board for that for the next 3 years. We had a meet and greet there a little bit yesterday. Saw some of the people that has been there and utilized the assets there. And, of course, it's like any other organization. It could always use more money to help go along. But most of all, it needs your prayers for the folks that work with these people. And many people have a misconception. It is not an abortion clinic. It is a pregnancy center to encourage these young ladies and families to be able to continue on and help them get the right health care and things that the baby can be healthy and strong and be born. And so remember these families and thank God for places that people can still help them. So let's keep them all in our prayers and all the Samaritan's Purse and different things that's reaching out to people and providing for Christmas this year. Let's remember all them. Any unspoken or any other requests that we didn't have on the list this morning? Amen. We had a great time being able to go out. We appreciate it.
I'd like to say the same thing that Cody said. I thought those young people, they did a fantastic job. God bless those young people for what they did.
Amen. We appreciate that, Bob. They done a great job, and we appreciate the ones that's working with them, and more projects on the way, so we're just thankful for that. Any other prayer requests? Amen. So let's continue to remember Sister Jean.
Right, I would like the church to remember my Uncle Bill Golden. He died of cancer.
Bill Golden. As soon as I find the right utensil. So anyone else?
Will
Golden. So let's remember Will Golden. Anyone else?
Remember David Rector.
David Rector.
Davey.
Deanie. Remember Christy Oak, and she's ready to go, so let's remember that. Amen. Let's do remember our Christmas play. It'll touch hearts tonight, and everybody will be here and be blessed by it. David Lambert, Ned, and Pat's mother, so let's remember this. Let's remember Jessica.
Let's remember the loss.
Yes, let's remember the loss most of all.
Brad, I had a elephant
hospital. Amen. Thankful for doctors and nurses that take time to pray.
Amen.
Someone back here.
Yeah, pray that Dustin and Ashley and Tate and Adam, I guess they're traveling today, coming back from Fredericksburg. They went to the tree lot to surprise David on his 50th.
So let's remember the weavers as they're traveling today, and Adam so as they're making their way back. And remember all the ones turning 50. I think there's several that's having 50th birthdays here. So let's remember all them. Anyone else? Okay. Anybody uplifted hand?
I'd like to give a special name to my children,
Let's remember Carol.
And my children.
Carol and her children. So let's lift them up in prayer. And also remember her granddaughter, Lakin, and she's expecting and got here married and starting life together. So we're thankful for that, that she'll have a healthy baby and be born and just grow and prosper. Amen. So remember Dr. Travis Jackson. He's in retirement. Anybody uplifted hand? Any that can and will, please come to the altar for prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings, God, that you bestowed upon us, God. We can't count them. They're so numerous. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch each one of these requests that's been made this morning, these that's on the prayer list, dear God, those that were represented by uplifted hands, dear God, those of for the lost, Lord, most of all, that you would save them before it's everlasting too late. Dear Heavenly Father, that you would reach down and touch their heart, God, and draw them unto you, dear God, and save them, Lord, we pray. It's not your will that any should perish. God, we just pray that they would see you. The light of Jesus, and would come to it, dear Heavenly Father, as a saving grace. Dear God, we pray that you would just forgive us all of our sins and failures, dear God, of the past days, and dear God, maybe even this day so far. God, that we would come in true fellowship with you, dear Heavenly Father, that you touch the message in a few moments of time. God, that it would do the purpose that you intended for it to do, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for these, dear God, it's on this list, Lord, to those that are recovering from strokes, God, that you would make the muscles work in the esophagus. And he'd be able to swallow, dear Heavenly Father. Give him strength for his body. Lord, for Hilda, dear Heavenly Father, Souther, God, and her recovery from her stroke, dear Heavenly Father, she continues to improve, Lord, for him to replace the stent and her speech coming back and different things. We're thankful, dear Heavenly Father, for answered prayers. Dear God, just we pray that you'd continue there, dear God, to work your miracle, Lord. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, for Lena Cox, Lord. We pray for Doug Bennett, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for all the ones, dear God, we mentioned a while ago, Lord. You know each one that's on this list this morning. Dear God, that you would just intervene. We pray for the Christmas play, dear Heavenly Father, and all those that's involved in it, dear God, and those that will attend tonight to see it, dear Heavenly Father, that it'll touch hearts. Dear God, open eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to stand, dear God, and when all else fails, just stand. And dear God, as Moses told the people, to stand still and see the Lord's salvation, to see his power, dear God. Sometimes it's what we need to do. But here, dear Heavenly Father, when it's time to move, dear God, as the children of Israel had to, when the waters parted, dear Heavenly Father, after they saw the great power, Lord, you had them to move. Dear God, let us be receptive unto that command as well, dear God, also. And that when you give us a task, Lord, that we move upon it. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray, dear God, for our country, our leaders, dear Heavenly Father, that need so desperately to turn to you. No matter what party they're on, dear God, they need to have Jesus in their life and God to guide their steps, dear Heavenly Father, as each and every one of us need daily in the church, dear Heavenly Father, and that we wouldn't be a hindrance, dear God, but we'd be a help to the service, that we'd let your Spirit flow, dear Heavenly Father, as you see fit, not as we see fit. God, that we'd be submissive unto your will. Dear God, we thank you that for all the ones that are involved in the church and are taking actions, dear God, to go out and visit those, dear God, that's sick, to be able to go out in Christmas carol, to be able to take a little cheer, Lord, and as we plan on doing some more caroling, dear God, that you would, if it be thy will, you would send us names that we might be able to go visit, dear God, to just lift up someone this Christmas, Lord, we pray. Dear God, we pray for the choirs that are about to sing in a few moments of time, and Alexandra, dear God, as she'll be sharing a song with us in a few moments of time, God, that it'll all be done according to thy will, that we'll sing to the throne room of God, Lord, that you'll be praised, dear Heavenly Father, with the lips, dear Heavenly Father, and with the sound of our voice. Dear Heavenly Father, as we'll bring Sister Shirley up in just a few moments of time and anoint her after the singing, God, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would intervene, dear God, in this and heal her body as she has the surgery, God, that it'll be a complete success. Dear Heavenly Father, they'd be able to put the tubes back together and her kidney be able to function, Lord. Dear God, and for Sister Jessica, Lord, and be having surgery in a few weeks, we can pray for her, dear God, that you just reach down and touch her body and give her strength, dear Heavenly Father, and healing, Lord, we pray. God, we ask that you remember all these on the list, dear Heavenly Father, as we think about Stacy Preston and her children. God, that you'd reach down and touch their eyes, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to help them improve. For the Hensons, dear Heavenly Father, and their children that's been sick, God, that you'd reach down and touch them. For all the ones, dear Heavenly Father, as we're asking for assistance, needing help, Lord, that you just bless them, Lord, in a special way. Dear God, during this Christmas time, Lord, and we thank you for your love that you've put in our hearts to be able to show to others, dear God. Lord, we ask now that you just take complete charge of this service, remove us out of the way, that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Opportunity at everlasting life. I pray that you believe it. And I pray that you know him and that you have that relationship with him, because he can truly break those shackles that hold us to that bondage here on earth. So.
Father, by the faith of our sister, dear God, and your word, dear Heavenly Father, and coming to the elders of the church, asking to be anointed and prayed over, God, she is faithful unto your word, dear God. We know that you are faithful unto your word, dear God, for the healing. Dear Heavenly Father, with her faith, dear God, and our hearts binding together, dear God, and the faith of all that are gathered today, standing with their hands held, dear God, and in unison, dear God, binding together here on earth, dear Lord, this prayer for healing for Sister Shirley, God, that you will guide, dear God, the doctor's hands, that you will mend the tubes, dear Heavenly Father, the kidney be able to function, dear God, and remove any evidence, dear God, of what is taking place. Lord, we know that you are able. God, we thank you for faith, dear God. We thank you for people that still trust in your word, dear Heavenly Father, and we just claim this healing for our sister. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else while we're up here feels led that they need to be anointed? Brother Allen, would you ask a blessing on the offering this morning, please?
Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning. We thank you for all your many blessings of life.
Yes, Lord.
All these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Do you remember the Christmas play tonight at 7 o'clock? What time will it be early practice, Jamie? 4:30? 4? Okay, so everybody that's in here that are going to be in the play, please be here no later than 4:45 to make preparation to go over. So we're looking forward to that. Also, there will be refreshments tonight, so come out and have some time of fellowship after the program. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, we have our treat bags and things to pass out as well. Looking forward to a good time in the Lord. So just remember this. Remember all the upcoming events of youth that we're planning on going on the tubing trip. The sign-up sheets are in the back. We need all the information back on the children's information sheets before they will be able to go. If they do not have that the day of the trip, they will not be able to attend because we have to have insurance information. We have to have waiver sheets signed. It's in the back also. Has to have a parent or guardian signature upon that for them to be able to go and attend this. So please help us out. Get all that done. Remember also tonight, the Secret Pal sisters have been praying for one another. The reveal will be tonight who your sister is. So please remember to bring your ornament or a gift that you have bought for your prayer pal and exchange tonight during the refreshment time downstairs. Remember this, and they'll be probably doing this again next year. So if you'd like to be involved, if you wasn't this year, they'll be announcing that later on. So just remember this. I think that's all the announcements. Wait a minute. By next Sunday. So December 21st, have all your information sheets. Appreciate that, Wes. So remember this, that's next Sunday, not day off, next Sunday. If there's no other announcements, everyone stand to your feet, welcome each other to church. All right, let's start making our way back to our seats, please.
Make sure you're good, real entertaining today.
Okay. Keep her teaching. All right, let's start making our way back to our seats. Miss Alexander's ready to sing. Miss Alexander, if you want to come on up here, please. Yes, they'll have to turn it on back there. They'll turn it on in just a second. All right, let's make our way back to our seats. Miss Alexander is going to sing for us this morning, and she's done a beautiful job practicing this morning. You pray for her that she'll just do as well, and we know she will. It's a beautiful song this time of year that we hear much, and she does a beautiful job on it. Now that I made her really nervous by bragging on her, y'all pray for it. I know she's going to do an awesome job. She always does. So listen to Miss Alexander.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Appreciate that, Alexander. Last week, she wasn't satisfied. She had a prior commitment, and she couldn't start out with us, Carolyn. But she run us down after her commitment was over to be able to go finish Carolyn with us, and we appreciate that. And if we just all had that desire to be able to serve God and be able to go out. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate all of our young people and the mothers and dads that went out with us last week, and everyone that was involved with going out with Carolyn and being able just to spread a little cheer. And thank God for that. And it was, you know, we saw something at Bob's house, and I didn't think about that till this morning when I saw Bob again about today's message. about taking on the yoke of God. He's got a yoke that you would put on a pair of oxen to be able to pull a plow. And I didn't think about that until I saw you this morning, Bob, and then it come back to me. And here we're going to be talking about taking God's yoke upon us. Now, God's yoke upon us is not a burden. Now, the one that Bob has that you would put upon a pair of oxen and use them to pull a cart or a plow or something, that become a burden to them. But the burden of God, the yoke of God, does not become burdensome. It does not become something that should bring us down and weigh us down. It should be something that encourages our heart. In Matthew chapter 11 and the last part of that chapter, 28, 29, and 30, we're going to look at it. And if anyone has small children that would like to go to the nursery, we do have that available as they're going out in children's church also. If they'd like to participate in that, if they want to stay with you, that's great. But this morning, as we think about this, as we labor for God, it's the only labor that we'll do that we'll have extra strength in the labor because God will give it if we take His yoke upon us. Working for God is not something that becomes a burden that should drive us down. And if it drives us anywhere, it should drive us to our knees, that we pray for the strength to be able to go on and to be able to do the work of God. But so many people have got on the welfare line of God, waiting for a handout from God, not willing to do anything for God to receive those blessings. Does it sound familiar? Kind of sounds like sometimes the way our government works and different things. I know there are real needs, and God is out there to help take care of those. But there's many that have learned how to work the system, and there's many Christians that think they know how to work God to get what they want out of Him and not do His service. God's not going to bless us fully if we're not fully committed to Him. If we're not living a life that He can bless us, it's not God's duty that He has to bless us. But God said it was His pleasure and it was His will to be able to bless His children. Are we living as obedient children? Now listen, when you got obedient children, you don't mind doing things for them, do you? No, when they clean the table and do the dishes, I know I'm going way out there, fantasy land, and they clean up their rooms and you don't have to ask them twice to do stuff and or pick up their boots in the middle of the floor and all these things and say, understand, wait a minute, you don't do that either. I didn't say I'd do it like I do it, but anyway, when we have obedient children, it doesn't bother us to be able to do things for them. But when we are disobedient as children, our parents didn't reward us. And they shouldn't reward us. If you reward disobedience, it leads to more disobedience. And that's the same way God is. He's not going to award blessings to obedient children. And we have seen the downturn that has happened in America. Everywhere we look, there's killings on every hand. There's things going on all across the land and country. No commitment in people's hearts anymore to marriage. No commitment unto their children. No commitment to family. No commitment to the church. No commitment to God. And these are supposed to be God-fearing people that claim to be children of God. But I wonder, did we take on the yoke of God, or have we slipped it off and took on a yoke of bondage to disobedience and didn't realize what we have done? It's very easy to change it from a yoke of obedience to God to a yoke of disobedience and a yoke of bondage of sin. Things in our mind that we keep telling ourselves, it's okay because I'm not getting chastised over it. My friend, you may have said no so long that it seems that the no is right now. What is not right in God's eyes, what He spoke against in His Word, that we have said is right for so long in our heart that we have become hard-hearted to listen to the truth of God. We've not listened to the chastisement. We've not listened to the hand of God when He has spoke to us and had to take us to the woodshed and give us a whipping. And we have hardened off to it, thinking that we are better than the Word of God. We are better than what God's correction is trying to drive us to and trying to get us to walk the right path. We have got to the point where we have turned a deaf ear to the Word of God. It's a fable anymore. It's not current. It's not up to date. It's been translated into Old English, and I can't read it and I can't understand it. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit's indwelling you, and it knows the Old English. It knows the Hebrew. It knows the Greek. He knows the author of the book, and He can translate it for you if you'll get into it.